Good morning, Greg.
Right, okay, so there's a public consultation taking place at the moment, or is it to be launched? And what's it in relation to?
Yeah, it's a public consultation that will be happening in relation to the speed limit on the completed four lane when all the roadworks are completed and you have the central meridian and all the traffic, the walkways and the cycleways and pedestrian crossings on it. So it's currently 100 kilometres on that road prior to the roadworks. It's obviously down to 50 now because of the roadworks. The bylaws now are up for revision again for the review of the speed limits, and they're using that opportunity to put out the public consultation for a reduction from 100 kilometres to 60 kilometres on that road. So we passed a resolution on the July meeting for it to go out to public consultation, a 30-day public consultation, which is scheduled for October. And then it will be brought back to the members in for adoption in November. So I'm just flagging it up, and I'm saying to people to keep an eye on it. And when it does come out, they have their say. It's a big reduction coming down from 100 to 60.
Yeah.
And I mean, what we're seeing today in the middle of the roadworks, that people are hardly keeping to the 50, you know, so... it's about how is the 60 going to be policed, and when you have a brand new road and fairly good surface and all of that, then it's a main arterial route in and out of the town. So it's in people's interest to make their thoughts known on this and their opinion.
And that's all people, isn't it? Because presumably local businesses on that road, who fair play to them, are continuing to operate even with all the disruption and do a great job in that regard. They will obviously have a vested interest in the speed limit on that road. I can only presume that how quick traffic is going can sort of influence whether people feel that it's safe to make certain manoeuvres, or if they see signage or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and the road design is, the road will be designed to slow down traffic. There's no doubt about that. Make people think about it. You'll have a central meridian on one side of you. You'll have the cycleway and the footpath on the other. So naturally, people may slow down, start slowing down from 100 to maybe 80 or 70, but there will be, once the bylaws are adopted by the members, it will go down to 60. That will have to be enforced. There more than likely be speed vans put on there or mm-hmm. Garda speed checks. And, you know, rather now, people should wait until it happens and then saying, this is, it's like shooting rats in a barrel, sort of getting people through their driving 65 or 70 kilometres.
We'll spend years doing that then. So do you think, I get the feeling that you think 60 is a bit slow, 100 perhaps a bit fast, would somewhere in the middle, maybe 80 be a reasonable compromise? For, as you say, it's going to be a much safer, it's going to be a much safer road. It's going to lend itself. I just think I think I'd have to agree with you. I think the chances of the majority of drivers sitting at 50 or even 60 is going to be routinely faster than that. And as you say, we'll have shooting fish in a barrel scenario.
Yeah, we need to be practical about that. And also, like, there's 30 to 35. If they look right, what is the impact on, say, the town, getting into town, getting out of town at the peak times? I think people need to be thinking about that, looking at that, maybe going and ask questions about that there of the NRDO. But it's just, you know, it's not just for the businesses on the four lane, it's for businesses and for the people who live in the town and who regularly use that road. And there's an opportunity here now for them to have their say. And I would certainly, plead with them to have your say, because once the bylaws are adopted, and we'll come back to elected members, but once the bylaws are, we will be guided by that public consultation and the report back on it, then, you know, if there's a majority of people in favour, that's so be it. I have no problem with that.
I wonder what weight is given to public opinion on this, because often there are these public consultations and we don't really know, you know, what the view of the public might be. I mean, say, for instance, as it relates to the local property tax? Do we know what percentage of the public wanted dropped, stayed where it is, or increased? Like, if the majority of people say, no, look, we wanted it at 80, for example, what weight is given to that opinion, I wonder? The Gardaí will have a say, I presume the National Roads Authority, the TAI will, and others, maybe the Road Safety Officer might make a submission. I don't know. Do we know how all of this is balanced out?
Yeah, well, it's dependent on, and unfortunately, with many on public consultation, there's not a big uptake on it. And what you do, I mean, I certainly do it, is I read all the public's comments, what they would like to see and hear, and you weigh that up then with the greater good, or, you know, what's best for everybody. But that's why there is public consultations. They're important. They're giving the ordinary people a say in how, in this instance, the speed limits are. And there's no sense in coming January next year, when it's going to be implemented, that no, 60, and all shooting rats in the barrel, and that speed sign shouldn't be out there. But it's there to police something that everybody had an opportunity to have a say on, and maybe the majority choose not to.